The content of this program is intended for people who are blind, have low vision, or print disabilities. Hello, I'm Doris Hyde for the North Carolina Reading Service. For the next half hour, I will be presenting the latest vision news. Today's vision news is underwritten by the Apex Lions Club, serving the community since 1937 by providing services and financial support for people who are blind, have low vision, or print disabilities. To learn more about the services provided by the Apex Lions Club, go to apexlions.org. I apologize for background noise. There's construction going on in the building. First up from LighthouseGuild.org, Lighthouse Guild announces New York City blind baseball team, posted by CBS New York. Baseball is traditionally all about hand-eye coordination, but a growing group is proving you can play without keeping your eye on the ball. An adaptive version of the sport is opening opportunities for the blind and visually impaired. At a clinic at Central Park on Sunday, the Lighthouse Guild and the U.S. Blind Baseball Association helped new players beat the odds. Wearing blindfolds, players navigated bases, each making a different sound to signal which direction to run. The second baseman, the only sighted person on the field, claps more quickly the closer the batter comes. Our goal is to get our runners to make it from home plate to first base, running at full speed with a mask on in 11 seconds, said USBBA President and Lighthouse Guild Adaptive Technology Specialist Ed Plumacher, Plumacher. Plumacher discovered the sport after losing his sight at age 49. Last year, he helped lead the national team to bronze in the International Blind Baseball Cup. Teammate Kiana Glanton makes it look easy. Within 3 months of picking up a bat, the mother with partial sight was one of the top hitters. The first time you run like Frankenstein, Glanton admitted. You literally put your hands out because you're scared. I mean, think about it. I'm going to tell you to run as fast as you can without seeing. You might run into a pole. You might run into a pothole. It's frightening. She said her daughter has inspired her to overcome that fear. I concentrate, Glanton said. I think about what my daughter must be seeing watching her mom, and then I run as fast as I can around those bases, and I challenge myself. With more than 200,000 visually impaired people across New York City, more access means more opportunities for success. At Sunday's clinic, the Lighthouse Guild announced its new team, called the Lightning, as the USBBA encourages other states to build baseball programs for better competition throughout the country's blind community. It gives New York another sports team to root for, said Lighthouse Guild President and CEO Dr. Cal Roberts. This is about access and inclusion. Through practice and persistence, these athletes are cracking open unlimited potential. I can't see smiles anymore, but I can hear it in their voices. And that's a wonderful thing. And I heard a lot of happy people, Plumacher said. They hope to encourage more blind and low-vision New Yorkers to swing for the fences themselves. The Lighthouse Guild aims to find a permanent home for the team to practice. With a turf field, the players do not have to worry about tripping over. I watched the CBS video clip, and apparently this version of blind baseball is different from the beat baseball that I played in 89 and 90 in New York, and the World Series of 1990 in Chicago is still a very fond memory. September 30th through October 7th is National Blind Sports Week, according to the U.S. Association of Blind Athletes. Here is the schedule of events for the week as posted so far on usaba.org. National Blind Sports Week, U.S. Association of Blind Athletes. Zoom links for webinars. Schedule below in Eastern Time. Wednesday, 9:30, 12 p.m., Judo Paralympic Team Leader, Dr. Mark Vink. That's M-A-R-C-V-I-N-K. https://zoom.us/j/912-105-29755. I'm sorry, that's a zero, not an O. 2 p.m., Judo Q&A with Judo Paralympian Ben Goodrich. https://zoom.us/j/940582-63170. 5 p.m. Blind Hockey. Head Coach, Team Captain, USA Hockey Representative Mike Zvack, S-V-A-C. Tim Kane, K-N-E. Doris Donnelly, D-O-N-L-E-Y. https://zoom.us/j/965643-60196. 7 p.m. USABA Programs, Kat Boukamp. That's B-O-U-W-K-A-M-P. https://zoom.us/j/945-266-432-56. Thursday, October 1st, 12 p.m. Triathlon, USA Triathlon Director of Paralympic Program, Amanda Duke Boulet, B-O-U-L-E-T. https://zoom.us/j/910828-98189. 2 p.m. Triathlon Q&A with Paralympic hopeful paratriathlete Amy Dixon, D-I-X-O-N. https://zoom.us/j/926-902-83807. 5 p.m. Live workout. Team USA paratriathlete Kyle Kuhn, C-O-O-N. https://zoom.us/j/914-672-56279. 7 p.m. NFB and USABA. Panel on Accessibility with Molly Quinn and Jessica Beecham, B-E-E-C-H-A-M. https://zoom.us/j/957044-69410. Friday, October 2nd, 12 p.m., soccer. National level coaches Katie Atkinson and Tim Taylor. https://zoom.us/j/986-787-08463. 2 p.m. Live workout. Achilles, International Director of Achilles Triathlon, A-C-H-I-L-L-E-S Triathlon, hosted by Francesco Margisano, F-R-A-N-C-E-S-C-O, M-A-G-I-S-A-N-O. https://zoom.us/j/926-760-91671. 5 p.m. Track and Field. Former Director of U.S. Paralympics Track and Field, Kathy Sellers. Kathy with a C. Sellers, S-E-L-L-E-R-S. https://zoom.us/j/955-320-15224. 7 p.m. Running, Guide Running. Achilles International Director of U.S. Chapter Development, Eleanor Cox, COX. https://zoom.us/j/972-099-03772. The schedule of events is posted as a PDF on the website. National Blind Sports Week is a celebration across the U.S., showcasing the abilities, opportunities, and awareness of sports for the blind. Join the United States Association of Blind Athletes for National Blind Sports Week, September 28th through October 3rd. A six-day virtual experience focused on participation and awareness of sports and opportunities available to athletes who are blind and visually impaired. The week culminates with the third annual National Blind Sports Day on Saturday, October 3rd. That cannot be this year. National Blind Sports Week celebrates the abilities and opportunities available to Americans with visual impairments and increases awareness of sports for the blind. This year, to bring our members the best resources within the blindness community, USABA will also be partnering with other national blindness organizations for our virtual programming experience. Each day during the week, USABA will host two virtual webinars and two Facebook Live experiences for athletes who are blind and visually impaired as well as their peers. Topics will be focused on sports and resources ranging from goalball to soccer and more. And presenters will be experts in their field, including national blindness organizations and Paralympic medalists from a wide variety of sports. Then, on National Blind Sports Day, USABA and partnering organizations across the U.S. will host both virtual and, if safe, in-person experiences. Now entering the next year of this fantastic event, we are excited to expand the rich and rewarding experience of National Blind Sports Day to an entire week of immersive activities, said USABA CEO Molly Quinn. Recognizing that this year is like no other before it, we are hard at work, putting together an amazing schedule of virtual experiences with world-class athletes, coaches, and organizations. There will be something for everybody to get involved with during the week-long celebration. USABA has hosted National Blind Sports Day at sites across the United States with 1,360 individuals across 68 events exposed to and involved in blind sports programs. Sport and fitness have the power to provide people who are blind and visually impaired with the framework to set goals, build a work ethic, and live a healthier lifestyle. For more information on how to participate in National Blind Sports Week, either as an event host or as a participant, please contact USABA Programs Manager Kat Bokamp at cbowkamp@usaba.org or call 719-866-3210 or visit the National Blind Sports Week event page on Facebook. Join the experience at facebook.com/UnitedStatesABA/. Contact information has already been read. From the NLPBC Facebook group, posted by Carol Castellano, Castellano. Our wonderful print braille cookbook, 40 kid-friendly recipes that are out of this world, is available. Recipes were contributed by blind children and adults. Cost is $20 per book. We have a limited quantity, so 3 cookbooks per person max. To order, please do 2 things. Send your shipping address and how many books you'd like to Casey Robertson at caseywest94@hotmail.com. Pay for your books via PayPal at www.nopbc.org. Mark your payment, cookbook. Books will be mailed free matter for the blind. There is a lot of new stuff on coolblindtech.com that has been posted in the past week, so I will try to read it all. How to use per-app settings on iOS. Per-app settings allow you to enable accessibility settings on an app-by-app basis instead of applying them system-wide. This can be useful if, for example, you need your Messages app to have a bigger text size, but not your Settings app. This tip works on iPhones running iOS 16 or newer and iPads running iOS 16 or newer. Open the Settings app and select Accessibility. Scroll down and select Per App Settings. Select Add App. Select the app to add it to the list. Once you've added an app, select it to access its available accessibility settings. Here, you can enable, disable, and adjust a broad array of accessibility options to make the app easier to use, such as changing text size, inverting colors, reducing motion, etc. Posted September 3rd, Walmart's commitment to accessibility empowers people with disabilities. Walmart is making a new push to better serve people with disabilities with a slew of adaptive products ranging from clothing to technology. Walmart recently introduced an adaptive channel on its website with a curated collection of items all created to be accessible. The selection includes adaptive utensils and tableware, assistive devices, sensory-friendly toys, backpacks designed to work with wheelchairs, hearing aids, adaptive clothing, and much more. The company said that it sought to be intentional in bringing together the assortment and chose companies offering high-quality products that were designed for the community by the community. We have a unique opportunity to help our customers with disabilities access products and services designed with their needs in mind, offered at everyday low prices, wrote Denise Malloy, M-A-L-L-O-Y, Senior Vice President and Chief Belonging Officer, whatever that is, at Walmart in a posting about the new adaptive channel. The effort to highlight adaptive products follows Walmart's announcement last month that it would offer sensory-friendly shopping hours at most of its stores during the back-to-school shopping season. Posted September 4th, innovative technology empowers blind and partially sighted shoppers with audible product information. Blind and partially sighted consumers constitute a growing demographic, and innovative solutions are emerging to facilitate their access to essential on-pack product information and nutritional details. The challenge? Europe is home to an estimated 30 million blind and partially sighted individuals, with approximately 1 in 30 Europeans experiencing some form of sight loss, primarily linked to aging. As the population ages, these numbers are expected to increase. 9 out of 10 visually impaired shoppers encounter difficulties or find it impossible to read packaging information on food and beverage products, according to the Royal National Institute of Blind People, RNIB. In the UK alone, there are 2 million partially sighted and blind individuals, a number projected to double by 2050. This underscores the pressing need for innovation in this space, comparable to the surge in plant-based product development for a relatively small vegan demographic in the UK, estimated at just over 1 million individuals. Innovative solutions. Promising solutions are emerging. UK-based Zappar, Z-A-P-P-A-R, offers Zap Vision, an app that users can open and point in the direction of a product, whether in-store or at home. The app scans for and detects an accessible QR code within a range of 1.2 meters, providing audio cues and category information for the product. Once the desired product is located, users can access product information, including allergens, dietary preferences, and on-pack details, using built-in accessibility features like Voice Assist. Zappar's Zap Vision has already been employed on QR codes for Unilever's Persil packaging in the UK, in collaboration with the RNIB. Other technologies aim to assist visually impaired food and beverage shoppers. For instance, the co-op incorporates Braille on select products. Additionally, time and touch sensitive technology allows visually impaired individuals to feel when a product has spoiled, eliminating the reliance on use-by labels. Enhancing accessibility. Meat-free brand Korn, Q-U-O-R-N, has recently announced its collaboration with RNIB to introduce similar technology, provided by the Spanish-based company Navilens, N-A-V-I-L-E-N-S, to enhance accessibility for blind and visually impaired shoppers within its frozen product range. Users can point their phones at a separate barcode, which provides information on ingredients, preparation instructions, and recycling details audibly through their mobile devices. Navilens technology excels in reading these separate barcodes, extending the range by up to 12 times compared to standard QR codes, without requiring precise focus, simplifying product identification for visually impaired shoppers, and facilitating informed purchasing decisions. Gil Riley, R-I-L-E-Y, marketing director at Korn Foods UK, lauded Navilens technology as a significant step toward making the weekly food shopping experience more inclusive and seamless for the visually impaired. Korn is implementing Navilens barcodes on products like tomato and mozzarella escalopes and mini vegan sausage rolls, initially in Asda and Tesco stores, with plans to expand to Morrison's and Sainsbury's later this year. These two products represent the first of 42 SKUs slated to feature Navilens QR codes over the next 12 months. Gill emphasized that this launch presents an opportunity to welcome more individuals into this product category. Equal access. Mark Powell, P-O-W-E-L-L, head of accessibility innovation, expressed enthusiasm about Korn's adoption of Navilens technology on their product packaging. He underscored the importance of providing equal access and choice for blind and partially sighted consumers. Korn, as the first vegetarian food brand to embrace this technology, aims to enhance choice and independence for individuals with sight loss. Navilens technology was initially introduced by Kellogg in 2020, in partnership with RNIB, featuring printed codes on Cocoa Pops boxes in nearly 60 co-op stores across the UK. It was subsequently integrated into the packaging of Kellogg's Corn Flakes, Special K Original, Rice Krispies, and Crispix cereal brands in Europe and the U.S. Other brands, such as Coca-Cola, Aunt Bessie's, and Spanish bread brand Bimbo, have also adopted Navilens codes. The company anticipates announcing more collaborations as Navilens apps can operate in up to 36 languages and appear on approximately 5 million products worldwide. Unique advantages. Navalens spokespersons emphasized the technology's unique advantage in enabling easy scanning at a greater angle, up to 165 degrees, and distance compared to traditional QR codes. This eliminates the need for precise focusing or framing, making product information quickly accessible without the need to scan each QR code individually. Access to unprecedented information. For visually impaired individuals, having access to nutrition information found on prepackaged foods, often taken for granted by those without visual impairments, is of paramount importance. This technology provides access to information that blind and partially sighted individuals have never had before. Many remain unaware of its existence, and therefore it's essential for more brands and manufacturers to adopt such solutions. The industry's progress since 2020 in this direction is commendable, ensuring equal access for all consumers. Posted September 6th, Festival trials headset to aid visually impaired. In a groundbreaking move toward inclusivity, the Forwards Festival in Bristol recently embarked on a world-first trial to offer visually impaired individuals an immersive festival experience. This pioneering initiative introduced a cutting-edge headset that not only allowed users to soak in the festival's sounds, but also provided them with a visual spectacle like never before. The essence of this innovative headset lies in its ability to transmit real-time footage from cameras positioned around the festival stage directly into the user's field of vision. In essence, it serves as a bridge, stimulating the photoreceptor cells in the eyes of visually impaired attendees, granting them the opportunity to regain some semblance of vision. Harry Jones, the accessibility manager at Forwards Festival, expressed the profound impact of this trial, stating, "We are opening up a whole new door for people." This sentiment was echoed by Joanna Liddington of Give Vision, the company behind the headset. She emphasized that individuals with severe sight loss, who might have previously only perceived blurs or faint colors, now found clarity and crispness in their visual experience. "Some people with severe sight loss might be able to make out blurs or a bit of color, but with the headset, it makes all of this a lot clearer and crisper," said Liddington. "We often have people say, 'Oh, I can see their faces. I can actually see them smile and what they're doing.'" Statistics reveal that one in every 33 people in the United Kingdom experiences some form of sight loss. With a sizable attendance of 20,000 individuals at Forwards Festival, one might anticipate around 600 visually impaired attendees. However, in reality, only 10 visually impaired individuals attended the event. This highlights the existing barriers that prevent many from enjoying such events to the fullest. Give Vision, the company responsible for this visionary headset, aims to shatter these barriers. They firmly believe that the burden of acquiring such assistive technology should not fall on the users themselves, but rather on the organizers of festivals and other events. Their vision is to make accessibility a top priority, ensuring that everyone can partake in the joy of live entertainment. "It's not necessarily going to be successful for every single person here, but the results we've had have been astounding so far," asserted Ms. Jones. The turnout at the specially designated viewing platform for visually impaired festival goers testified to the success of the trial as it neared full capacity on its inaugural night. Give Vision, as an organization, has been working tirelessly since its inception in 2014 to develop assistive technologies that can transform the lives of individuals with severe sight impairments. Their mission is nothing short of setting a new accessibility standard for sports and entertainment. By breaking down barriers and enhancing independence, they aspire to make sports and entertainment events more inclusive and accessible for people with sight loss. In a world where technology is continually evolving, it is heartening to see organizations like Give Vision leading the way in fostering inclusivity and ensuring that nobody's left behind. The Forwards Festival trial serves as a testament to the profound impact that innovative technology can have on the lives of visually impaired individuals, opening doors to experiences they may have never thought possible. As we move forward, it is our hope that more festivals and events will follow in the footsteps of Forwards Festival and Give Vision, making accessibility and inclusivity a central tenet of their offerings. In doing so, they will not only enrich the lives of visually impaired attendees, but also set a precedent for a more inclusive and compassionate world. Posted August 14th, Google Lookout updates app with food labeling and scanning documents. Google Lookout, the accessibility app that aids the blind and visually impaired identify objects through the use of their phone camera, has been upgraded with some new features and improvements. Google Lookout, the accessibility app that aids... Why is that repeated? Originally released in 2019 in the U.S. for Pixel phones, Google Lookout was created to help those with vision loss navigate the world through the use of AI. When pointed at objects or animals, it would attempt to identify them. The new update brings with it two notable features, food label and scan document. With food label, you can quickly identify packaged foods by pointing your phone's camera at the label, a Google blog post explains. Lookout will guide you to the position the food product so that it can be properly identified through its packaging or barcode. This can be particularly helpful if you're putting away groceries and want to make sure you're handling the right items that might feel the same to the touch. For example, food label will be able to distinguish between a can of corn and a can of green beans. Note, however, the food label isn't available in all countries yet and is still in beta. The other new feature, Scan Document, makes it easier to go through letters and mail, the blog post explains. By taking a snapshot of a document, the in-app AI will then attempt to recognize and read the whole text for you. Based on feedback from the blind and low vision community, Google is also introducing an accessible design that is even more compatible with TalkBack, Android's screen reader. This includes making more space for the camera view, which makes it easier to frame the object in question. In addition, navigation between modes has been made to require fewer taps and less time by making it possible to scroll between them at the bottom of the screen. Originally, the app launched with three features. One of those is Quick Read, which is a more streamlined version of Scan Document, meant for shorter pieces of text, such as mail. Another existing feature is Currency Mode, which identifies banknotes and their value. This currently only works on U.S. dollars, however. Explore Mode describes the user's surroundings, including objects and text. Google recommends the visually impaired and blind to hang their phone from a lanyard around their neck or placing it in a shirt front pocket. Posted September 7th, how to recover and permanently delete voicemails on your iPhone. Deleting voicemails is easy on the iPhone app, but deleted voicemails aren't completely removed from your device. Deleting your first voicemail creates a folder called Deleted Messages, just in case you accidentally deleted a message or want to revisit it later. Deleted messages can be listened to, undeleted, or permanently deleted using the Clear All option. Now let's see how to permanently delete voicemails on your iPhone. Open the phone app and select voicemail. Find and select deleted messages at the bottom of your voicemail list. Listen to a deleted message, select any message, and press the play button. To undelete a message, select the red undelete icon. It resembles a trash can with a slash through it. You can also delete an individual message by swiping left on it. Then select clear to permanently remove it. Alternatively, you can delete all your voicemails by selecting Clear All. Confirm by selecting Clear All again. Well, I've run out of time for today's Vision News. I'm Doris Hyde, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. Today's episode is underwritten by the Apex Lions Club, serving the community since 1937 by providing services and financial support for people who are blind, have low vision, or print disabilities. To learn more about the services provided by the Apex Lions Club, go to apexlions.org. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind, have low vision, or print disabilities. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call us at 919-832-5138. See you at the New Visions Gala on Friday the 15th.